Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us at the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Undersecretary of State for Management, Henrietta Holzman Foer. Good morning.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Bonnie Glick. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Madam Undersecretary, although many of our listeners are aware of the Department of State, perhaps you could share some history with us. When was the State Department created, and what is its mission today?
Well, I'm glad you ask. The first federal agency, the Department of State, was created in 1789, and Thomas Jefferson was our first Secretary of State. It is the lead United States foreign affairs agency. We support the nation's foreign policy of bringing an end to tyranny in the world, as our president has said, of spreading freedom and prosperity. We provide buildings and administrative infrastructure to 38 agencies overseas with which we work side by side. We issue passports and visas. We assist Americans abroad. So if you lose your passport or you are injured overseas, we are there to help you. We also maintain the American presence at over 260 embassies and consulates around the world. We utilize technology with virtual posts that can be accessed from anywhere. And we help secure borders and provide a positive welcome to visitors coming to do business, be students, or come as tourists in America.
What are your responsibilities and duties as Undersecretary for Management? Can you tell us about each of the areas under your purview?
My responsibilities and duties are to provide a clear vision for the managing of a broad range of activities that ensures value to the American people, integrity in our commitments, and world-class service. Management is at the heart of the department. It keeps the department running at its best, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. For example, in my area, our diplomatic security, which protects our people from ambassadors to foreign ministers, buildings, and information in the cyber world. We also have consular affairs, commonly known as the place where we issue passports and visas. We also assist in visits to Americans overseas in prison, the adoption of foreign children. We also have the Human Resources and Foreign Service Institute functions, and this is where we keep those recruits coming in. It's an exciting career in the Foreign Service or in the Civil Service, and we give the best training that can be found anywhere in the world at the Foreign Service Institute, right here in Arlington. It offers more than 450 courses. We also have the Information Resource Management area, which secures worldwide communications, both in classified and unclassified systems, and the Overseas Building Operations area, in which we are building our own embassies and consulates. We build, for example, right now we're building in Beijing, in Baghdad, and in Freetown. We have construction sites the world over. We also have medical services, where we care for new babies that are born to families at post, and where we also are looking after the protection of our staff in case of avian flu outbreak. We have resources management, thus we develop the budget for the department and we manage the money for the secretary. This is never easy work. We work at being more efficient and managing better with every dollar. And, of course, we have procurement and logistics and records and administration like all agencies. I also represent the Department of State in the President's Management Council, and I implement the President's Management Agenda. It is a set of management initiatives designed to make government more citizen-centered, effective, and efficient, and we believe in that.
Madam Undersecretary, this is a very broad set of missions. Can you give our listeners a sense of the size and budget of the State Department, and more specifically, your office?
Well, we have more than 57,000 employees worldwide. About 45,000 are overseas, and more than 260 posts in 172 countries and in the United States. Our 2006 fiscal year appropriations was just a little under $9 billion. a little over $6 billion for core operations and our diplomatic platform overseas, a little more than $2 billion for international organizations and international peacekeeping missions, and then the balance for related appropriations. We also have about $4 billion for programs funded in foreign operations, including things such as narcotics control, refugee assistance, economic support fund. Our management bureau budgets total $3.6 billion. We have a little over 7,000 full-time permanent employees, over 1,000 temporary employees, more than 6,000 contractors, and then overseas we have another 30,000 contractors, largely local guards. These investments in management are key to providing the platform for American foreign policy around the world.
Madam Undersecretary, you've joined us before while working as the director of the U.S. Mint. How would you contrast this position with your current role?
Yes, well, thank you for having me back again. I thoroughly enjoyed having the opportunity to speak with you then, as I do today in my capacity with the State Department. As a manager at both agencies, the most important element for a successful operation is the workforce. The people of the State Department and the people of the United States Mint are each agency's most important asset. The two agencies are similar in that customer service is key, and how you deliver that service is the basis for providing value to the American taxpayer. But they also do differ. The Mint works with both revenue and spending sides. Making coins makes money, quite a lot of it. The Department of State is primarily on the spending side, or it operates with appropriated dollars. The Department of State runs around the clock every day and in every time zone with a global corporate structure. It is always in operation, and we need people to be alert 24/7, 365 days a year. We also work with 38 federal agencies and the military in our efforts overseas. And to do so efficiently, we are improving our communication systems, not only for the department staff, separated by thousands of miles, but also to share information with our other partner agencies. And that is a challenge. The department employees in state are not wage grade as they are in the United States Mint, but they are instead a rich mixture of Foreign Service, of Civil Service, and of Foreign Service nationals. The State Department has an annual appropriation from Congress. At both positions, I feel it is good to bring a businesslike approach to managing and to rethink how things are done, how customers are served, how we reach our goals, and how we meet the challenges of the 21st century. The United States Mint and the Department of State are both historic institutions, and we must all leave our institutions stronger and more effective. It is a duty, and it is also an honor.
Madam Undersecretary, your experience spans business, government, and the nonprofit worlds. Can you tell us how your experiences shape what you're doing today?
It's an interesting question. I hope to bring business-like approach to my work at the Department of State. I have done so in other positions that I have held in the public sector, and I want us to take a fresh, open, innovative approach to building a 21st century management structure to support the global operations of the State Department. In that way, it is very much like a business. I believe that management is everyone's job, all of the time, and you have to think about it and you have to work at it. The private sector gave me lessons for a lifetime, especially in the area of management. There is a close responsibility of time, of money, and of responsibility. I ran my own company, and that was also in the international market, and I've had a long time interest and a long time work in international affairs. I served as a presidential appointee at USAID, both as Assistant Administrator for Private Enterprise, and then as Assistant Administrator for Asia. And it was a very interesting time. Service on nonprofit boards and on public corporate boards. I served on Center for Strategic and International Studies, National Public Radio, the Aspen Institute, Asia Society, the Asia Foundation. They all bring you lessons on how nonprofit organizations, government, and business can work together to build a better world. And I believe in that old-fashioned notion that everyone should serve their country And to best serve our nation, we must strive to create opportunities that tie business, government, and nonprofit organizations together in partnerships.
Madam Undersecretary, we understand that you founded the Financial Services Volunteer Corps. Could you share a bit with our listeners about this organization and your experience in launching it?
Yes. This was a time in the spring of 1990 when countries were asking for ideas on capitalism and democracy, American style. It was a real partnering, and it made a difference. The Financial Services Volunteer Corps brought expertise from the private sector and paired it with government so that we could bring the assets overseas that were the best at the time. It was founded with the blessing and at the request of President George H.W. Bush. It became a partnership between a nonprofit organization, and the mission was that of one entity, a private side as well as a government side. Financial sector practitioners served as unpaid volunteers. We sent early teams to Poland, to Hungary. It was chaired by Cyrus Vance and John Whitehead with experts from central banks, commercial banks, investment banks, and law firms. It was innovative and effective. It's still going strong. It's under the able leadership of John Whitehead.
What role does the Undersecretary of State for Management play in right-sizing U.S. embassies abroad? We will ask Undersecretary Henrietta Holzman-Foer to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.